participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Welcome to our show.
You're a son of a bitch.
Fantastic.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Your pussy smells like garbage. Go F yourself, douchebag.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh. Howdy, boys.
Howdy.
No, not you, them.
Oh,
howdy,
not
boys.
Not them.
No, now I thought you were greeting us. Go away. Go away.
Come on, look, they're all wearing the matching suits and everything.
I hate those guys.
They're not your friends.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
You know, frankly, I'm surprised they're wearing matching suits. It's casual Nazi Friday.
Oh, God.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Bigby and all the ships at sea. Two corny bastards who can't do interpretation. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mahan.
Thank you, Robbie.
Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Friday.
Friday.
April 11.
Wow.
Well, 12. Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Count that as your greeting.
Hi.
And it's the Don and Mike Show with the phone numbers that you know and you love from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. DC, WJFK, 202-432-1067. New York, where we are today at WNEW, 877-692-1027. Everybody from Philly's calling going, how come you don't use our phone numbers?
Yeah.
We're coming up with a separate number just for Philadelphia.
We're going to work it out.
Because the original plan of just having more lines and one phone number.
That doesn't work?
That doesn't work.
Man, that's a shame because that would be really, you know, I always think of it as what's the equitable way to do it? What's the fair way when we're on now in all these large markets?
To have one phone number that everybody could use.
Yeah, and you know, to give everybody a fair shake at getting through, but I guess it's never going to work that way.
No.
I don't understand that.
We continue doing it with, you know, bubblegum and mirrors and string. And
yeah, I mean, many national talk shows, you know, have one phone number.
Well, this is not many national talk shows. So those are your phone numbers, and welcome to the program, and yes, hi, Buzz.
Hi, guys. Hi, Don.
Hello. Hi, Buzz.
I also want to say hello. Oh, Lisa. No, this is not a joke. They were out of tampons.
Yeah, you picked the right guy to ask for that job. You asked.
Rob and I went to see Nana.
Right.
Oh, you got some. Okay. Oh, who'd you get them from? Trini? Oh, you got them from Rob?
Yeah.
Rob, where'd you get the tampons?
Nana luggage.
Oh, I thought they only had the pads.
They were behind the counter.
Oh. Rob and I went on the went to the convenience store around the corner,
right,
to get the beverages and the stuff everybody needs for the show.
Have your Claritin. Thank you. Thank you.
Getting their little medicinal needs.
Thank you, Rob.
Oh wow! You feeling a little pollen-y today?
Christ, I felt pollen-y for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'm feeling better than I have today. Oh,
so I'm going to get me some of that Claritin when I get home.
That's good stuff.
All I know is that we were at breakfast, and Lisa said, when you go to see Nana over at the convenience store, get me some tampons. And immediately, Rob and I just burst into laughter. You know, what kind?
Right.
You know, do you want the super large, the super absorbent?
Yeah, super absorbency.
They were like two idiots wearing the store and looking, and all we see are pads.
Oh, right. Jesus, pads!
And I said, well, I know from my experience with Frida that...
Usually right next to the chocolate.
That a lot of times when she wants tampons, she doesn't want pads.
Right.
She wants, you know, the things you stick in there.
Sure, right. The cork.
But,
no need for all that.
So
all that
them.
Technology... Yeah. You simply use a face cloth.
So you got him. Well, I'm glad you got your tampons, Lisa. I also want to say hello to Tom Bigby, who I was
Tom Buddy,
who I was amazed to see yesterday at WNEW.
Tom Bigby was here?
Yes, Tom Bigby. Tom Bigby is, I guess, well, actually, how do you look at this? You look at this, I think, as a sign that, what did you just put in there?
I have big, beautiful breasts.
I think the fact that Tom Bigby is involved.
I have big, beautiful breasts.
Tom Bigby.
Is Tom a big man?
Is involved in WNEW is one sign that maybe Jeremy should start checking his resume.
Right, sure.
That,
right.
Tom Bigby is the program director of another Infinity station in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Station WIP.
You've had contact with Tom before, isn't that correct?
Yes. And Tom is a guy who, it's one of my most famous stories ever in radio. I was working for him at...
Wasn't he mean to you? Scary.
Not mean. He was mean to someone else in my presence.
Oh, okay, all right.
I was working at radio station. Excuse me, I got this pollen. I'm like Peter Brady with my voice changing.
Right.
I'm working at the station in Los Angeles, KFI.
Okay.
I had been working at Kiss FM, and he hires me away to work at KFI. I'm doing the nighttime show.
Right.
And one day he calls me and the afternoon guy into his office.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I have hired a new nighttime disc jockey. Now, what this means is one of you will be fired and one of you will be moved into the afternoon drive time slot on KFI.
And he's saying this to both of you as you're sitting there?
Yes, we're both sitting
without
in his office.
Taking, you know, the person he was going to fire in individually.
Now,
nice man.
And this is sweet. Classic Bigby. He reaches into his desk drawer. I know I've told you this before, but you got to understand that I see the guy yesterday.
Right, right.
He pulls out one of those little green army men.
Right.
And he says, for one of you, this is your future at KFI. He puts the little army man on the desk, and with his thumb and his second finger, he flicks it across the room.
He's got issues. That's cold.
And then he takes what seems like an eternity as he looks at the other guy and looks at me. Looks at the other guy, looks at me. Looks at the other guy, then looks at me and says, congratulations. Now, at this point, when he says congratulations...
You think you're fired.
I don't, yeah, right.
What do you mean?
I don't know. And again,
right.
Now he doesn't say anything.
Right.
I remember this like it was yesterday, and this was right when Frieda and I had gotten married, so this is coming up on 21 years ago. He just looks at me and goes, congratulations. And I went, and he said, you're the new afternoon drive disc jockey at KFI.
Wow.
And then I looked across the room at the other guy, and it felt awful.
Sure.
It felt awful, and I know that's why Tom Bigby did it like that.
Right.
So that I would feel awful, and that I would feel pressure, and
sure.
and he was the king of the hotlining. This guy, I mean, he would call up, and he would, like, scream. I would be playing a record, and I would do my DJ thing, and he would call me up, and he would scream, and he'd go, what station do you work at? And I say, KFI. And he would scream, no, 64 KFI. 64 KFI.
Really, pretty intense guy.
And then he switched it. And one time I went on the air and I said, 64KFI, Don Geronimo, and he called me up. What station do you work at? I said, KFI. He said, you don't work at 64KFI.
Really? So he just told you to do it one way and then just liked using the hotline.
He changed it. He would change it. For a while it was the music sounds best on KFI.
Right.
Then for a while it was music radio KFI.
Right.
Then for a while the traffic helicopter was KFI in the sky.
And so now he was here yesterday.
Yeah, he was here. And the thing that pissed him off most was this was when the Survivor record was out, the Rocky record, the Eye of the Tiger.
Right.
When I would play it, I would go, KFI of the Tiger. And he would hotline him. He would go, no one understands that. So, I fought with the guy constantly. And I remember...
How was the reunion yesterday?
Well, let me get to how we parted company.
All right, very good.
We parted company. He had hired me, put me on this shift. It was a pain in the ass to work for, but KFI at the time was a great top 40 station. I got a job offer in Chicago at WLS. I went in to quit to tell Tom Bigby that I quit.
Right.
Which to him is, I guess, a mortal sin.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to fire a guy by flicking an army man off the desk.
But don't quit.
But don't quit. Because I go in and I say, Tom, I'm giving you my notice. He says, where are you going to work? Where would you possibly want to work that's better than KFI?
Uh-huh.
I said, I got hired at WLS. He said, you'll never make it there.
Wow.
I said, well, they hired me. And he said, great. You've already done your last shift. Get the F out of the building.
He sounds like a wonderful guy.
So,
sweet guy.
So, having said all of that, 21 years later, I'm in the office after the show. Rob and I are working on the Newsmakers segment you're going to hear in a second.
Right.
When all of a sudden, I hear the voice. Hey, are you in there? And immediately I know, it's Bigby. I turn around, and there he is. His big old man teeth. He's exactly
21 years older.
Exactly the same.
Really?
As he looked 21 years ago. Maybe a little less in the hair department.
Right.
But everything else the same.
Mm.
And
you wearing a suit?
No, he was wearing all black.
Having army men with him?
All black. No army men. And Robbie attested this. Rob was in there. He was surprisingly nice.
Very nice guy.
He and I had a nice little reunion.
Well, things have changed over 21 years.
You know, he said, do you remember the good old days? You know, KFI, WLS. I was like, yes. And then I said to him, so, what are you doing at WNEW? And I understand he's here to work with the morning show.
Ah, very good.
Which means that Scott Farrell is in for the ride of his friggin' life.
Yeah.
Which also means, from my way of thinking, if I'm Jeremy Coleman,
right.
At this point, I really seriously think about getting my resume together.
Yeah, Jeremy has been a troubleshooter before where he's gone to other places.
Yes.
And you know, now someone's coming in here.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, even with all the stuff that I've said about Tom Bigby,
mm-hmm.
WIP in Philadelphia is a pretty good sounding radio station.
Right.
Even when he was a real dick to me when he was a program director.
Yeah.
All the stations that he programmed, they all sound pretty good.
Very good.
Let me just say, Jeremy Coleman, you're no Tom Bigby. Jeremy, you should be very afraid that Tom Bigby is actually in this building.
Right.
Because I know Tom Bigby.
Yeah.
He's territorial.
Yeah.
Very territorial. And
now, how would Tom feel about all this talk about him on our show?
I don't know. See, this is the deal.
You haven't worked with him in 21 years, so you don't know how he feels about things.
Well, what's great is that now the tables have turned. I mean, what's he going to do? Hotline me?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
I know he's been hired as like I don't want to say a consultant.
Kind of a hired gun.
Yeah, he's been brought in because...
tweak things up a little bit.
Yeah, to help get the morning show settled.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
And if I was Jeremy, I would be quaking in my Girl Scout pumps. I would be flipped out right now. I'd be playing with my pigtails, and I would be,
Go easy on that. We have a little about Jeremy later on in the show.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. I got you. Well, I would be very, very upset if I was
Jeremy. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Be very afraid, because Tom Bigby. It's like, I swear to God, I turned around and was like, oh, my God, it's Tom Bigby.
But you have no problem with him now.
No, I don't.
You think he's got a problem with you? You think he was giving you friendly lip service? Do you think he resents you for leaving?
It seemed genuine. It seemed very friendly and very nice.
Because it had gotten back to him that I have mentioned to other people in the company that I think he's done the station in Philadelphia, WIP.
Right.
It's a good station.
Mm-hmm.
And I've mentioned that to people, and he mentioned that that had gotten back to him. So I think, you know.
That's good.
We were talking about a different time. We both had different jobs.
Right.
And I pray for Scott Farrell.
Right.
I truly pray for Scott Farrell.
Well, I hope everything goes well, and I hope everybody's happy.
And I think if they really want to pick up the morning show numbers on WNEW, they should just tape the meetings between Tom Bigby and Scott Farrell and play those meetings on the air.
That would be very entertaining. That would be highly entertaining.
And also, I would like someone to hide a microphone in Jeremy Coleman's office.
Sure.
So that we could also play on the air.
Hear the soft whimpers.
And tape Jeremy.
Hear the gentle cooing sound as Jeremy contemplates throwing himself out of the building,
laying in a little ball in the corner, huddled, looking like a little Swiss Miss girl,
sounding like Mel.
Yeah, very much.
Absolutely.
Chicken pay, what did it say?
Chicken pay that day. So anyway, hi, Tom Bigby, and Lisa, glad we got your tampons.
All right.
Now it is Friday, and that means, Joe, I think I need you to hit the teletype. And this time, the celebrity that we'll be talking to on Newsmaker Friday is actually a real satellite interview. He is not in the studio with us.
Right. We are speaking to him or her via the magic of satellite communication. Oh, hey, this is a treat for us.
Yeah. That's right. Dynamite Celebrity Newsmaker, every week we pick one person.
This guy can't be any hotter.
Who we deem to be the hottest celebrity, and somehow we managed to get an interview with him or her. We're joined today by a man whose career has enjoyed a professional and artistic renaissance. Ladies and gentlemen, via satellite, Mr. Ozzy Osbourne.
Wow. Oh, that's my name, dickhead. God, this studio smells like duck poop, like my house.
Ozzy, check your shoes.
Hey, God, big chunks of dog mess. Sharon! Sharon, clean my shoes!
Ozzy, now I'm looking at you on a monitor.
Oh, okay.
You do not appear to be wearing shoes.
Oh, Sharon, bring me shoes, will you? I clean the duck poop off my feet. I'm an effing rock star, you know.
Me pee.
I don't have to clean up duck poop. Who the F are you, Oswald?
I'm Don Geronimo, and you're on the Don and Mike Show, and you are our Newsmaker of the Week, Ozzy.
I doubt that very much, Captain.
Ozzy, let's talk about the latest reality show that's setting ratings records.
Reality show? I hit me that effing Bachelor show. It smells like my ass-covered feet. Sharon, bring me feet. Bring me a Kristen wet nap or something. God, Sharon's a useless hole.
That's a Kristen wet nap. You want to take it? Let's take it from Ozzy. Let's talk about the newest reality show. Ozzy, let's talk about the newest reality show that's setting ratings records.
I hit me that effing Bachelor show. It smells like my ass-covered feet. Sharon, clean the feet. Bring me a Creston effing wet nap or something. God, Sharon is a useless hoe.
Oh, dear.
Ozzy, I'm referring to the show in which you are followed around 24 hours a day and your life is the show.
Oh, now that's a bloody good idea. Why doesn't somebody do that?
Bloody good. MTV has done this.
MTV? Home of that faggot Carson Daly? Well, if I ever met him, I'd bite his head clean off. You know, though my daughter would like to suckle him and ride him until the moose comes out of his slick-haired head.
So, Ozzy Osbourne, what's it like being followed around all day by cameras?
How the F would I know that, Captain? Who do you think I am, that faggot Richard Hatch?
No, it's your show I'm referring to. The Osbournes, the show on MTV with you and your wife and your retarded children.
Really? My fat pig daughter, the sea-suckling whore, and my bastard Columbine wannabe faggot son Jack, and Sharon, and all my animals?
Yes, that's right. Tuesday nights, 10:30 on MTV.
Really? You're telling me that my wife, my two worthless results of my spunk and my animals are on the telly? Wow. Hey, do you smell dog ass?
Yes, Ozzy.
Wow.
Your bare feet are still covered with dog feces.
Oh, this will never do. Sharon! Clean my feet, Sharon!
Clean my feet.
You know, scrape my feet with a popsicle stick. And that woman's never around when we need her. Say, who's that dude in the next room? Isn't that Michael Aston?
Ah, yes. We refer to him as Buzz Burbank.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen him since he sold my son, Jack, that bad brown weed last week. You know, sold him mainly sticks and stems. Looked like a bag of pine bark mulch. You know, he's not the best drug dealer he's ever met, Blimey.
Sorry. Ozzy, my friend, will Black Sabbath ever get back together?
What is a Black Sabbath? Something for colored Jews?
Oh, wow.
No, Ozzy, well, you're out of it. Black Sabbath is one of the greatest bands of all time.
Then why haven't we heard of them? Sharon! Sharon, spit my feet and get me a copy of this band's newest record. You know, Monster Current, you know. Cheerio, pip, pip.
We're talking to legendary rocker and former lead singer of Black Sabbath, a star of the Osbournes, Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, that's right. I was the lead singer of Black Sabbath before the shaking and when I could actually walk correctly. Have you noticed that bad smell around here?
Ozzy, it's your feet. Your feet are covered with dog poop.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And it's not been helped by the fact I just went number two in my leather slacks. Oh. Poor daughter, fag son, useless whole wife. Somebody get me a towel, goddammit.
Ozzy?
Done.
Ozzy?
Done.
Ozzy?
Who are you?
Man, he's out of it.
Ozzy, who have you lined up to be on the next episode of your hit TV show, The Osbournes?
Nobody.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Ozzy?
Done.
Ozzy?
Done.
Ozzy?
Who are you?
I am disc jockey Don Geronimo.
Oh, you're a big, fat, ass hump, annoying, dick fist, jerk off, lame, dumb wanker. Tally-o, F-face.
No, Ozzy. Listen, about the guests. Isn't this the place where we always mention the celebrities who have full-blown AIDS?
Oh, that old bit? I'm sorry, I was distracted by the smell of dog ass on my feet.
Dog ass.
Can we please list the celebrities so we can end this bit?
Righto, Captain. Me and Sharon got the full-blown AIDS, just like Rush Limbaugh, Carl Rifkin Jr., Tony Siragusa, Britney Spears, Liza Minnelli, and her husband David, Vice President Dick Cheney, O.J. Simpson, and,
Paula Poundstone.
Right, mate. She has the AIDS, worst of all, and those 15 Haitian toddlers, they smell worse than me dogs.
What is, you know, I'm getting it here even through the satellite. What is that smell?
I think it's my shoes. Wait, I'm not wearing shoes. I've got to get my act together. I'm going to get kicked out of Molly Hatchet again. Sharon, script me fit, Sharon.
Ozzy, it's been a pleasure.
Screw you, Captain Asswipe. Good day to you. When the F is that other disc jockey going to interview me? I can't wait around barefoot in dog ass all day.
Ozzy, you just did the interview.
Really? How was I?
It was excellent. You kick ass.
Oh, rock and roll! All aboard the crazy train!
Ozzy!
A second sister!
Yeah, there he is. Ozzy Osbourne. Another great newsmaker.
Ozzy Osbourne. Newsmaker of the week.
Wow.
You never know who it's going to be.
No, can they all still have full-blown AIDS? That's getting to be a big room.
Sure is.
Wow.
Me feet, Sharon.
Me feet, Captain.
There he is.
Amazing how they all call you Captain, too.
Ozzy Osbourne. He's the newsmaker of the week. Oh, Mike, I got news for you.
Yes.
You're probably going to find this humorous.
Yes.
That for many, many years.
Right.
You know, golf is your passion.
Yes, it is.
And you are quite the golfer.
Thank you.
You've tried to take me out a couple of times.
Yes.
And I've demonstrated that I do not have the patience.
Yeah, there was one bad moment we had at a driving range one time where it wasn't my fault or your fault. It was that listener that was just smirking at you, and
we
kind of turned off.
We announced that we were going to be going to a driving range to hit Michael to try to teach me how to play golf.
Right.
And I was just, like bowling.
Mm-hmm.
Someone heckles me at bowling or
right,
when we play
right.
softball, and I just fall apart.
Yeah.
Because I'm so goddamn insecure. So my wife has got this thing now where she wants, my wife and I, we're going to take golf lessons.
Right.
And we're going to attempt to try to play golf.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't be offended by this.
Yeah.
That I'm going to play golf with someone else on the show.
Yes. Who are you playing golf with?
You're looking at him.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, I only gave him a set of clubs like 10 years ago, and now, you know, he wouldn't even use the clubs that I gave him. But when you take up golf...
No, it's our wives that put it together.
Oh, okay, all right.
Our wives?
All right. Yeah, you're going to play regularly now, Rob, I figure, right?
I guess, you call three times a week regularly?
Yeah, that'll be true.
Our wives have put this together where we will be golfing... With the Smeewax.
That'll be good. That'll be fantastic.
Rob, I'm guessing you're as bad at golf as I am, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I have no...
Those Hogan Edges I gave you how many years ago?
Like 10 years ago.
10 years ago I gave Rob...
Them.
I think they're still... They're fine. You can still use them.
And I will.
I am
you
not...
You got to admit, it's going to be a funny picture.
I am not offended at all. I won't offend you by telling you why I'm not offended.
Why would you not? Why are you not offended?
No, I'm not offended. I think I look forward... I think you guys should do that on a regular basis.
Well, if there's
then maybe we can play golf once this summer or something like that. I'd like to play at your new place. I'd like to come out there and play.
Love to have you out there.
That would be fun.
If there's any trace of offense, Mike, just try to picture yourself being patient with me long enough.
Rob. I'm talking to Don right now about this one because I think you ought to. I want to play golf with you when you commit to it, and I don't see that happening. I mean, even with the new place that you have, if you commit to it and you're really into it,
I have to.
I'll play with you.
I have to commit to it because we paid money to join a country club.
Now you're gonna go out and take lessons or anything like that?
As a matter of fact, my first lesson,
right,
and this is gonna be thrilling, is Sunday.
Good.
I'm taking a lesson with my wife.
Are you ready for a funny golf story? Another funny golf story?
Yes.
Sunday, you know what I'm doing?
What?
We decided we'd do this just to mess with our friends' heads.
Oh, no, you told me that.
My wife and I are playing in the couples tournament. just to mess with everybody. We decided, just
because people will see the two of you show up together.
Well, we both are, you know, we're very amicable. This is very friendly, but I will tell you that even though the paper hasn't been signed yet, we are very aware of the fact that our friends in our social circles are kind of awkward around this. As a matter of fact, people do tend to treat you like you have a disease when it comes to social things. We found this out at Easter, where it's like, sorry, we didn't invite you to that cocktail party, but we really didn't know what to do. You know, it's not like we're dying or anything like that.
Right.
So we're going to go out to this little couples tournament and just see how awkward we can make people feel.
Okay, well, good.
Terrific.
Good for you.
So it's going to be a big golf weekend, right?
And hopefully I'm going to at some point have a picture of Rob and I wearing the Argyle sweater vest. And wearing,
dressed like Gleason.
Wearing the Rodney Dangerfield hat.
Absolutely.
Like he wore a Caddyshack.
That's fantastic.
Out there as we play golf. And this was all arranged by the Cunny Honeys.
I think we both found out about it on Wednesday night.
Now, does your wife play golf? Has she ever played golf?
No, my wife has just started to watch golf.
Ah, okay.
I mean, I'm not even know if she knows the rules.
I think this is really a Frida production.
When are you guys, I'll give you a little insight on this. When are you planning on playing?
Probably next weekend.
Play Sunday after 12 noon. It'll be the best time for you out there. It'll be the best time for you to be out there and not get anybody giving you crap. That's kind of the unwritten rule, like, for people that never play
beginners.
The game. You go out on Sunday, go out after 12 noon. That's when people that have never played before, that's when, like, people bring their kids out there. That's a relaxed time on the golf course.
Sounds good.
Retard time.
If you don't go out, like, it's Saturday morning at 8 o'clock.
Okay, well.
you could make a lot of new enemies at your new place.
Anyway.
If I play through.
I pass that along to me. In my mind, it's a funny thought.
Yes.
You know, us and Rob and Carrie, the four of us.
Well, you know, you might be the best golfer in the group.
No.
Your wife kicks ass, right?
Frida played on her college golf.
Oh. She did, so she just needs to tweak it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Has she gotten out there and been practicing a little bit?
Yeah, she's had like three or four lessons already.
Wow.
Well, she may be the best golfer, but I know who the most patient one in the foursome will be.
Ah, yes, absolutely.
You're looking at him. Hi there. How you doing? How you doing?
I want to hear all the details. Good luck, guys.
Take care.
I'm delighted that golf has now, moved up a notch on the Don and Mike show. That's good. You know, for years and years, it was kind of a hated subject, and now it's going to be, we'll probably hear a lot more about golf than we've ever heard before.
Yeah, I'd say you can equate golf to the patience that I am. I ask you to give me the patience with golf that I'm giving you with the band.
Oh, absolutely. I will. You've been, as difficult as it has been for you, you have been patient with the band. You gave me all the plugs I needed last weekend, and I owe you. That is firmly in the owing column. You can talk about golf all you want.
Okay, well, I won't be talking about real golf.
Right.
I'll just be talking about me and Rob and Frida and Carrie playing golf.
Goofy golf.
That'll be an interesting...
right, goofy golf.
That'll be an interesting situation.
So here's something that I found on FoxNews.com today. I bet you don't know this. This is a true story. You know, they're doing a reunion of the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Right.
And, of course, they can't have Ted Baxter there because
he lives underground.
He's taking a dirt nap. Mary Richards... Mary Tyler Moore says, and this is true now, during the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Cloris Leachman and Ed Asner had a bet that she did not know about.
You're going to say had an affair.
No, just wait.
Okay.
Cloris Leachman bet Ed Asner that she kept telling him he was too fat.
Right.
So Cloris Leachman bets Ed Asner that if he loses 30 pounds, she will, and the quote from Mary Tyler Moore is, do something very nice for him. She winked, and what they're talking about is oral.
Oh, God.
God, from Cloris Leachman.
Cloris Leachman says to Ed Asner, you lose 30 pounds, I'll give you oral. The funny thing is, Ed lost 28 pounds.
That's too funny.
And that's when everybody found out about the bet. The two of them met up, and they were face-to-face, and she would not pay up because he was 2 pounds short.
2 pounds short.
2 pounds short when he got on the on the scale.
Hey, I'm not sure whether that's that great a treat anyway.
Yeah, she wanted him looking like that football picture in the back of his office.
Even for Ed Asner, I still think it's Cloris.
Star of the show, Syphilis.
Yeah, I know. Jesus Christ.
Frau Bucher.
God damn. That is, for me, that is not that's not an incentive to lose weight.
Right. Did you didn't read the rest of the
story. You're going to get a BJ from Cloris Leachman.
Because he hadn't lost the full 30 pounds, Cloris wouldn't pay up, but it was good enough for Gavin McLeod. he paid up.
The bet was if Gavin McLeod put on a toupee, Gordy the weatherman would do it.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Where's the thing? We need the thing. The guy calls up.
Oh, dear. My.
And you know what? I don't think that guy is malicious.
This call has been deleted due to profanity.
I don't think the guy is malicious. I think
he does it in a nice, loving way.
He calls every day and he says, hey, how you doing?
Right.
And then right away he says, you effing faggots.
He likes us.
If he would lose 30 pounds.
Right. Cloris Leachman would give you oral.
Hey, I wanted to say, we saw a great show last night. What was that company we saw last night?
The Upright Citizens Brigade.
We saw Buzz and Rob and I went to a really funny show last night. These are the people that, I guess they've gotten people that have come into Saturday Night Live and also Mad TV and Second City.
So we
had a really good time. You would have hated every minute of it.
I told him this morning, I said, the two thoughts I had for that hour and a half was, man, this is funny. Boy, Don would hate this.
Yeah, it's actors. But it was funny. We had a few good laughs about the guy killing kittens.
That was great.
Yeah, you gotta laugh. Anytime you got killing kittens in a show.
And the burning at the stake joke.
And the burning at the stake. Very funny, yeah.
Thanks to Bobby.
But it's when they come out on stage, that's when you get, I would know when you would get turned off, and you would get turned off when they make their entrance. Because they do the thing where they come up on the stage, and they say, now please welcome troop number one. And they do the run out on stage. Hey! This is the only thing I would say about that Upright Citizens Brigade. I would tell them, don't make the standard improv run onto the stage entrance.
Right.
Mope onto the stage, okay? Try something different. You know, just crawl onto the stage. Really, just do it differently.
Funny, though. Very funny.
Wish we could do away with any productions that are on stage. Just make everything film or video,
but don't you like to get close to, like, stars and stuff like that? Stars?
No, there were no stars at this thing.
Well, there were no stars last night.
Stars of tomorrow.
Well, maybe. bad, but the thing is, you know, I mean, sometimes it's like, you know, going out to see people that have done movies and have done television to see them in a show. That's yeah. kind of fun.
I mean, look at the people on Broadway, really. It's like all the losers from Dukes of Hazzard. It's like, what's his name? Magnum P.I., he's right. on Broadway.
Right. Come on now, Steven Weber from Wings is on Broadway.
Yeah, okay. Enough said.
They've had some Kathleen Turner.
This stage is a talent pool that shows have been drawing from and shows you like, including Conan O'Brien, for example.
Well, Buzz, I'm not going to see it.
I'm not trying to sell you on it.
You know, the thing is, though, you could go down every week and be a different show.
Every night's a different show.
It's the magic of improv, of course.
I love Don Mike's show.
$5. Yes. It's what I was looking for. They both agreed it's what I'd been looking for. Yeah. That kind of trendy, you know, Chelsea neighborhood, real cool.
Yes,
real cool. Everybody wearing black.
Did you have on a shirt similar to the silky black fancy shirt you have on today?
No, I had a different T-shirt on last night.
You were wearing the mesh T-shirt last night.
I was wearing the mesh T-shirt with the nipple holes cut out.
Hello, Don and Mike's
show. As weird as that guy that was sitting from in front of us, though.
Oh, with the blue donuts on his head?
Yes, yeah, shaved head, blue donut, little puffy pieces of hair, like little pom-poms that he had. He'd cut his hair and he dyed them blue, so he had two blue pom-poms
and
on his head.
And sitting sort of in a Scott Farrell-like knot.
Yeah, and sitting in a knot, reading voraciously in between, like not speaking to anyone. Had his book with him and, like, waiting for the show to start.
Those are your people, Mike.
He's curled into this little
ball. That little section, that trendy, artsy section of New York that you want to align yourself
with. Well, I don't think he's my people because he didn't speak, and I like people to speak. The lady in front of me, Paula Poundstone, sitting in front of me, was chatting. I had a wonderful time chatting with her.
Of course.
She called us the threesome.
She liked you.
Know? We were the threesome, and it's like, hey, you're the threesome. Yeah, we had a good time.
I had lots of laughs. I watched Friends. It was the one with Sean Penn.
That's like a play.
It's a rerun.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike, you guys rock. That's your eat, Tim.
Thank you, my friend.
28 pounds, isn't that worth like a handy or something?
No, yeah, I would have said Chorus should have come up with a hand.
Manual release.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
10 pounds probably the hand.
Maybe, at least, come on.
Maybe she did. Who knew? Maybe she tickled this Duke.
Chorus.
You never know.
Hey, if anybody around here offers that, I'm going to get that Hollywood diet right away. 10 pounds. 10 pounds manual.
Really? If anyone here offered it?
No. Thank you. Let's nip that in the bud right now.
I'll speak to Earl.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking gay. I'm just thinking just female. I'm thinking one.
Oh.
With one woman in particular.
Oh, no, thank you.
No.
Nope. No, I don't think I'd be able to. I wouldn't be able to handle it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Long endeavor.
Hello, Don and Mike. Sean?
Sean Penn?
Oh, hold on a second. Let me see. Here we go. Hi, Sean.
How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I wanted to know if any of you guys ever heard Buzz get angry, or if you could tell us a little bit about it if you have.
Buzz has gotten angry on the show before.
Yes. Can I say, I know I've been doing this a lot, but...
I've only listened to you guys since you came up here to New York.
Much like when Don was talking about Jeremy Coleman. I think we should wait till later in the show.
Okay. Oh, we got a low-budget Jeopardy bit coming up today, so apparently...
That question will be answered later.
We're ruining all the bits.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, no, really, Buzz has gotten mad on the show.
Yeah, but he keeps it kind of welled up inside.
Bottled in.
One day we let the truth go out about Buzz? Didn't we go like a half hour on Buzz?
Yeah, we did a half hour on Buzz.
About the real Buzz?
And he got furious.
We had a little chat.
Don and Mike show. Hello?
Oh, now stop doing that.
No, you know, that might be a thing with the telephonies. Hello, Don and Mike.
Is this me?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
What the
heck? Hey, guys. Listen, I just wanted to tell you.
What is that? Hold on. What is that in the background?
That is my two-year-old. That's the reason I'm calling.
Wait a minute. You thought it was an animal.
No. I set her down this morning so she can watch Sesame Street.
Your two-year-old sounds like a cockatoo.
Yeah.
No, she's excited.
Okay.
She says, and I hear this voice come out of the TV. I turn around and look, you know, before the picture warms up.
Yeah.
And it's James Gandolfini is on Sesame Street.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Standing there talking about how he's afraid of the dark, and they show him all tucked up in bed and turns his light on beside him.
Wow. So James Gandolfini is on the Sesame Street.
I thought, what the hell did I just turn on that my two-year-old's watching the James Gandolfini's on? And he's standing there talking to a couple of the little monsters about, oh, yeah, I'm always afraid of the dog.
You're not going to be able to play it or say anything to this guy. It is a run-on sentence that began 10 minutes ago.
You know, I can almost one-up it because Julia's at the Sesame Street age.
Right.
Carrie called me into the room the other day, and it was Elmo interviewing Robert De Niro. And this was honestly funny, even at a grown-up level. He said, what is acting all about, Mr. De Niro? He says, well, let's say I want to be a cabbage. And they go to Elmo nodding his head, and they come back, and there's a cabbage puppet, but it's Robert De Niro doing the voice of it.
I'm a cabbage.
And it was just very funny. A lot of good things on Sesame Street.
Yeah, I was trying to get to...
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Okay. Hi, Donna, Mike. That's Tony Soprano on Sesame Street.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
There he is.
Afraid of the dark.
Hello. Donna, Mike show. Hello.
Yes, I have a message for Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz.
Yes.
We have weed. And Mike, I understand you are having some marital problems. I will send you 5 of my wives and 2 of my goats for a toilet.
All right.
And Don.
Yes.
We just want to say that you are an insignificant bastard. We salute you.
Thank you.
And Rob A?
Yeah.
Rob A?
Yeah.
we understand that Bin Laden is dead. Would you become our new leader?
You know, it's amazing when it starts strong and ends better.
I've just tried to I was letting this guy go to figure out what he's doing.
Is this a man or woman or a child?
He's trying to do like an Arab thing, right?
Yeah, it's horrible.
But it's leaning towards Apu from The Simpsons.
Now, who are you, really? Use your regular voice. No, use your regular voice.
Mr. Travolina?
Okay.
This is Michael Richards. Jason Alexander.
How long have you been working on this routine, this sketch?
Man, we've been working on this sketch for a while.
Him
and the writers.
You and the writers need to get back and work on that material. Go to that show that Mike and the guys went to last
night. Upright Citizens Brigade.
That's where you should go. Work on your material before you bring it here.
In fact, work on your material before you take it there.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, goodbye.
Yeah, take care.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Toodaloo, ass.
God, that sucked.
Toodaloo.
Hey, see, there it is. Buzz.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Now I'm angry.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, now I'm angry.
Yes, you're on with Magic Mike, 103.5 FM.
What the hell is this?
It sounds like the other guy's brother.
Hey, how you doing?
This guy's been calling every 2 seconds to get on the show today.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
That's what I just... Johnny,
hey, there's nothing much. This is Magic Mike, 102.3 FM.
You just changed the call sign.
Hey, how you doing?
God, we just had like the 2 worst calls in the history of radio back-to-back.
Hey, that Dallas-Fort Worth coming at ya!
might be edging into that so bad.
Get a green bleed magic machine! We got a 102.3 coming at us!
Don't you want to play some records for this guy to talk up?
Hey, New York City!
Hey, dumbass!
How you doing?
Hey, ass! Hold on. You want to talk up some records?
Absolutely!
Okay, then listen.
My God.
Hold on.
You got to listen better, okay?
You got a jingle for me, Rob?
I'm ready to go!
You know what? I've got a couple. Hold on.
Another green, mean magic machine!
All right, hold on.
Idiot.
Let me get you.
I'm ready, and I'm rocking, and I'm ready to stocking!
Yeah.
Hold on, all right, I'm going to play you a jingle, then
Hey!
Okay, listen, I'm going to play you a jingle, and I'm going to play you a record, and you can talk up the record, okay?
I'm ready to go.
Here you go. Hold on. That's my bad.
Hey, you're messing up over there.
Hold on.
2.3.
Hold on, here it is.
102.7. I'm sorry.
Go.
Hey, I don't hear any music. What's going on?
You want to start it again?
There we go.
All right, hold on.
Hey!
No, shut up, ass.
Hold on.
Ass, hold on a second. We're gonna cue it all up for you again, okay?
Here you go.
All right, we'll keep your shit together. I said a bad word.
Wait.
Hold on.
Now. Make it so he can...
It's like when you're playing with a bad tennis player, we're playing down to his level.
Make it so he can hear the jingle.
Where's the instant replay come up?
Right here.
What's your disc jockey name? Magic Mike?
Magic Mike!
All right, I'll play you a jingle and a record. Here you go.
This is Magic Mike at 102.7.
All right, here you go.
WNEW and...
Shut up.
Washington.
Hey, ass.
Shut up.
Listen, here you go.
We're also in Pennsylvania.
Go!
Hey! This is Magic Mike in 102.7. WNEW, we got all the Dynamite Show coming on. We got,
perfect. You kicked ass.
Hey, nice. You bastards.
Very nice.
And that's not
messed up, you sons of bastards.
Are you drunk?
Well, I drink a little bit.
Are you drunk right now?
Are you drunk?
Are you drunk right now?
No, I'm not, but I'm getting a little bit buzzed.
What have you had to drink so far?
I'm drinking Budweiser 16-ounce cans.
It's good on cereal.
Wow. Let me give you one more. Here you go. You ready?
I feel good.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
94.5. Hey, you're listening to 102.7 WNEW, New York.
We got plenty of time.
Oh, it's beautiful. I love this song. We're ready to rock and roll with a little bit of Lynyrd Skynyrd coming to you.
You got more time than Steve Miller.
Oh, is it Steve Miller?
That was much better.
Give me another. Give me like Guns N' Roses or something.
All right, Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses. Now listen, when we play the jingle,
I want to hear "Welcome to the Jungle."
Ass. Listen, when we play the jingle, don't talk over the jingle.
Now let me make sure. Can you hear? Can you hear this?
94.5.
Now here's your problem. You're talking over the jingle again.
All right, now hold on. Here's somebody who wants to state the obvious. Hello, Tony.
Tom. Hey, can you do me a favor, Don Mike? Could you ask this guy to die? He's the most annoying son of a bitch I've ever heard.
Listen, we know.
Bastard piece of crap.
We know he blows.
Right. Hey, yo,
he's annoying. Hey, dude, do me a favor. Go hold the blow dry and spit in the shower. Stupid ass.
Okay.
He's like a retard.
Yeah, well, you know, but your woman said that too.
Do me a favor, go get AIDS.
Oh, God.
Wow. Okay. All right,
this is your last chance. I'm going to play you the jingle. Don't say anything while they're singing. Then you're going to hear "Welcome to the Jungle." Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
And this is on CD2.
No, wait. What am I doing?
Don't talk while the jingle's playing.
When the record starts, that's when you start.
As soon as you hear the regular music start, that's when you start. Can you
do
that?
I can't do that.
It's because you weren't listening that time either, idiot.
What am I going to broadcasting school here? What am I doing?
You're the one that called up and wanted to be a disc jockey.
All right, I'm a disc jockey.
Okay, then here's your.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, you know what? I'm just going to turn his I'm going to turn his phone off while the jingle plays, and then I'll turn it on when the record comes.
Very good.
Okay.
No, don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, your record's on.
Hey, this is 102.3. Hey, I said the wrong thing. This is 102.7. WNEW. Hey! Oh, I said it again. The wrong thing. Hey! This is 102.7. WNEW. And here's Guns N' Roses and Dust.
Can't say that.
I can't say that. All right.
Not.
All right, let's start over.
No.
Let's start over. It's been deleted
due to profanity.
Everybody's driving in their car and they're laughing their butts off.
Yeah, because you're so scary funny.
So you can't say the F word.
No, I'm telling you, they're laughing.
I'm telling you.
You can't
say the F word.
I bet do.
All right,
you might want to switch back to the 12-ounce cans.
Wait, I need to beer. Wait.
All right, one more chance.
I hope my neighbors don't hear me.
One more chance, and don't say the F word.
Okay, I won't say the F word.
Don't cuss. Here we go.
No more cussing. 102.7 WNEW. Yeah, baby! Down to Mike's show. God, you're just like all up in your stuff. You just, they're just like hardcore, like,
All right. That worked.
Very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was a miracle. He tight-cued it. Keep drinking.
Goodbye. Is this Mike?
He only tight-cued it because I turned his mic because I turned the phone off.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I helped him.
Sounded like Ernie Scar.
We got to break. Well, we've at least do we have the email to listen to? Yes, we'll do that in a second. Now, call for the secret celebrity burp. Robbie, the jackpot is down to...
$250 now?
$225, I
believe. $225
$225. And we do have a brand new clue for you.
Great clue.
A real clue.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay, now, if you're keeping track... Well, I'll do it when we come back from the break. Be the 100th caller... 877-365-3636 and good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
Right. It's the Don and Mike Show. Surprised you didn't know that.
Now, you can email us anytime. Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com.
All right.
We're going to be having the computer read us some of those emails in a second.
Good.
I was just looking at the emails that are coming in, and listen, the Verizon people are nutty with this, and we've received like 5,000 emails in the first day.
Now, they're nutty in a good way or nutty in a bad way?
They're nutty in a good way. Wow, they said we had no idea that so many people were going to be emailing in.
See, sometimes that can go both ways when they get overwhelmed.
Right.
And one good thing with this is that it's a way to instantly converse with our audience. After we started the show today, we must have got 200 emails from people in Philadelphia saying that was the worst Ozzy Osbourne impression I ever heard in my life.
Oh, no, they didn't get it.
When did Ozzy become Jamaican?
Right.
Why don't you get a real Ozzy impersonator like the other shows have?
Right.
Now, I'm only going to do this one time for the people of Philadelphia on WYSP.
To explain the bit, yeah.
Okay. The guy, in fact, is Nigerian.
Yes.
His name is Timmy Obibene.
It's not about the impression. It's about the fact that he is the voice of every newsmaker you have on Friday.
Everywhere. Yes. He is.
I hate it when we have to explain things.
It's just one time.
It's not really an impression. That's what makes it funny.
Just one time. He's the Nigerian nightmare.
It's an interpretation.
And he speaks in his regular voice.
That's the way it works.
Right. And all of the characters that we have on the newsmaker hotline, they all end up with full-blown AIDS.
That's how it works.
For instance, the list that he read, those are the people that he did before we came on WYSP. He has been Paula Poundstone. He has been Britney Spears. He's been Dick Cheney. He's been Rush Limbaugh.
The centerpiece of that particular comedy routine is the fact, underline it 8 times, the fact that he sounds nothing like the people he's supposed to be. That's what makes it funny, and the fact that you were giving him English Cockney words to say, like, me bloody foot, you know, that type of thing.
Blimey.
Therein lies that it was not a serious attempt to imitate Ozzy Osbourne.
We got like 200 emails right away saying, this is the worst Ozzy Osbourne I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, that's a shame when people... Well, they haven't been listening to the other newsmakers.
Now they haven't. Well, now you'll get it. Now you're Philly. Now you're...
If you heard the same voice as Vice President Dick Cheney, you'd understand.
Now you're in on the joke. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, call 100.
Yeah, right. Hi, what's your name, my friend?
Hey, it's Rich.
Rich, where are you from?
New Jersey.
Rich, dinner for four at the Macaroni Grill.
Yum.
Try the new Mama's Trio, homemade lasagna, chicken parmigiano, and the hand-rolled cannoli.
Chicken what?
Parmigiano.
What
do they say?
Parmigiano. I just was wondering, you know, with all the different Italian foods they come over with, I thought they might have invented something new.
You want a DVD copy of Oz as well. Now available on video and DVD comes the HBO series that started it all. Oz, the first complete season, yours now from HBO.
Try the new chicken parmigiano. It's a chicken breast dipped in a pajama suit of batter. Golden fried, topped with mozzarella cheese and a lovely marinara sauce.
Ask for the Bigby platter.
You enjoy this and then you will have myths.
Okay, now, you're going to try to identify the celebrity burp.
Right.
And it's the jackpot is now going down every day because the clues are getting easier.
If this person misses it, the jackpot will go down to $200.
Yes. Now, the clues we've given you in the past are entertainer, actor, actress. Handsome Devil,
right?
TV star, been on the Don and Mike Show.
And black and white in color.
Right. And the TV show that this person was on was in black and white and in color.
You going to give us another hint today?
There is today's clue
okay.
for the celebrity birth.
And this will just give it away.
Played dual roles. Played dual roles on the same TV show. Meaning that this person played more...
Man, that does narrow it down.
More than one character. All right, now having said all of that, we'll play the burp for you, give you 15 seconds to think it over. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet singing Guns N' Roses.
We wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.